The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, be careful. If your first thought after hearing this gospel was, "Oh, good, I can take a 20-minute nap because this gospel doesn't apply to me. I am not rich." First, we're not going 20 minutes. Second, well, at first I didn't think we were going 20 minutes, but you never know now. Jesus, generally speaking, did not preach to the rich. The crowds to whom he spoke were full of the poor, the outcasts, those on the fringes of society. And besides, rich is a rather relative term. After all, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. We all have something. Maybe a little something. Maybe a great big something. But we all have something. And there is always that temptation to want and to get more something. We're all tempted by that. And so we're faced with a number of basic questions for a disciple. How do I live and work in the world without becoming worldly? How do I deal day after day with wealth, treasure, stuff, without becoming greedy? How do I provide for the earthly needs of myself and my family without losing my spirituality, without losing my soul? One answer is to give it all away and flee into the wilderness. That's one answer. You can go join a monastery, become a hermit. It's probably not the answer for all of us. God asks for a much more difficult balancing act for all of us. He asks us to live and work in the world and at the same time be witnesses to values which are beyond it. Christian living is difficult, it's confusing, it is complicated. And yet this is the life which God, through the gospel, has called us. Where the rich fool went wrong was thinking that he was in control. Good harvest lulled him into being complacent. He began to think that he was the master of his own destiny, that he was his own savior. He began to think that he could control his destiny. We know that's not true. We know God is always in control. He lost sight of that. His accumulation of stuff became the goal instead of being the tool or the instrument to do good. He became the center of his universe. Scarier still, there is no mention of any type of human relationship. There is no wife, no children, no family, no friends to share with, let alone any possible concern for the poor or his neighbors in distress. This was a man entirely alone, by himself, with his stuff. And so, what do we do with our stuff, with our wealth, our treasure? Do we safeguard it, hoard it? Try to build up our own little kingdoms? Or do we use it? Use it to foster, nurture, grow God's kingdom.